One of the quickest ways to put yourself in a bad mood, to ruin all your momentum, to feel bad at any given time, is to start to worry and to overthink. And we all have the natural tendency to fixate, to obsess on the things that are out of our control. And we put all our energy into what might happen, what might go wrong. And of course, all this does is amplify our fears even further. So then we start to feel even worse. And then we underperform, we make bad decisions, we lose our momentum. Before you know it, we've caused a whole tornado, a whole shitstorm really for ourselves that's really difficult to climb out of. Now, we really don't need to be doing that to begin with. And of course, you can build really a mental muscle that helps you prevent yourself from indulging in this pattern. But also, if you do end up doing it and it happens to you, then there's a way that's pretty easy to get out. The main thing I want you to look for and understand is, why are you thinking and feeling this way? Where is it coming from? What's the insecurity that's deep down within driving this pattern? What's causing you to indulge in thoughts and feelings like this? Because you have a choice of what happens on the inside. There are things that are going to happen externally that you have no power or influence over. And that's unfortunate, because wouldn't it be great if you can just control absolutely everything in your life? Maybe it would be boring. Regardless, you can control how you respond, how you feel, and how you think. And you can always, always change your perspective. So start by understanding, why am I overthinking? Why am I worrying about this? And where is it coming from? What's causing it? What's really behind this? Then acknowledge it and really give it the time of day. You know, don't rush past this point. And so many high-level successful people that I work with have a tendency to just skip past, quickly wanting to move to the solution. But if you do that, if you don't acknowledge it, if you don't feel what you're feeling, if you don't let yourself experience and understand it, then you're basically just compartmentalizing, pushing it down. And it's kind of like hiding your mess that's in your room when you're trying to clean it in your closet, or putting it under a carpet or something. If you do that, it's just gonna come back to haunt you later. Usually, even worse, even more of a problem, a bigger problem, because now it's starting to compound. So make sure that you really give yourself some understanding and some compassion and some self-love that says, hey, it's okay to feel this way. I understand where it's coming from and why I'm having this reaction. When you do that, it really alleviates the mental pressure, because instead of trying to think your way out of a feeling problem or feel your way out of a thinking problem, what you're really doing is just experiencing what you need to experience. There's some uncomfort, there's some tension, and you're not running away. You're not trying to just escape it, get rid of it as quickly as possible. You just experience it, feel it, let the loop play out, and then you can go towards resolving it and finding a better way, changing the way that you feel and think. So the ultimate question that you should be asking yourself is, how do I want to feel about it? How would I like to think about it? What's a better way for me to look at this? And anything that you've ever been worried about, or anything that you've ever been overthinking about, can always be seen from a different view, can always be experienced in a more positive way, when you give it the time to really understand and to really experience, to really acknowledge, and you give it the time to actually resolve properly. Then what happens is, it stops holding this power over you, where you feel like you're just at the mercy of what's going to happen, and you're constantly projecting towards the outcome that won't be what you want. Another thing that you can do to help melt your troubles away is to really start to visualize what your ideal outcomes look like. And anything that you have tension around, and anything in your life that you're worried about, what would you feel like if you got exactly what you wanted? Preview that feeling right now. Bring it in. Cultivate it. Really develop the ability to experience and preview the result right now. The chances of you performing well in a good state are extremely high. But when you're in a bad state, when you're crashing, when you're feeling low, when you're overthinking, when you're getting in your own way, well, they're very, very, very low. The chances of you performing well when you're not feeling good, severely hampered, right? So you're getting in your own way and you think, well, the world is against me, everything is difficult, and we take on this narrative, right? And we have to fight, when really we've created most of that tension. Yes, of course, there are problems in our lives externally. People are causing tension. Maybe something is happening that's out of your control. That's okay. But are you going to fight with yourself, or are you going to deal with the actual challenge? Sometimes, depending on the kind of person you are and how much pressure and mental cognitive load you can handle, this might be useful as well. Think about the worst case scenario. Think about if everything goes wrong. Really go deep down the rabbit hole of the worry, of the concern, of the overthinking pattern, and let it play itself out. And what you'll find is that if you're capable of handling a decent amount of pressure and stress, you'll actually find that the worst case is not that big of a deal and that you'll probably be okay anyway. Again, just for context, that does require you to be able to handle a little bit more stress and pressure mentally. But the ultimate overthinking and worry melter, destroyer, right, is actually present moment energy. So what can you do right now to get you into the moment, to get you out of your head, and to really just be, to experience what is? If it's just dancing around, being all silly, that'd be pretty good. If it's going for a walk in nature and you can breathe some fresh air, if it's playing an instrument, if you're, you know, really into some other hobby, it doesn't matter. Anything that gets you happy, excited, enjoying yourself. Do that whenever you're trapped, whenever you see yourself sinking. Have something that you can escape into, in a sense, because it gets you away from the negative pattern. And the more that you can stop the loop, and the earlier that you can stop the loop, the more control you're getting back, the more power you're getting back. So don't let yourself run on autopilot and allow for it to continue to happen, because it will become habitual and perpetual, and you will keep doing it over and over and over again, because eventually it becomes unconscious. And that's the greatest danger there is, because if it does become unconscious, it's very hard to become conscious and aware of it and to really realize that you're doing it. This right here, if you're listening to this, is an opportunity to really check in and say, am I maybe worrying and overthinking and I don't even realize? Is this a pattern for me? Challenge yourself a little bit to test and see and pay attention and raise your awareness, because ignorance really isn't bliss. You don't realize how much you're harming yourself if you're overthinking, if you're negatively creating patterns and thoughts that are pushing you down, making you feel worse about yourself. That's not constructive at all. We need to get that out of the way. Even if you think it motivates you or drives you or pushes you to be a better person, absolutely not. There's a better way to feel and think about yourself. Build real self-esteem and use that as the driving force instead. It's much healthier fuel. It's going to make your life way better. And look, if you'd like me to personally guide you, coach you, and support you in sharpening your mind, putting yourself in a great state, breaking out of all the negative patterns like overthinking and worrying, and to consistently perform at a higher level in your life, then I invite you to come over to eraphael.com. Link is in the description. Over there, you can book a one-on-one call with me. We talk, see if it's a good fit, and if so, I'll be working with you every week to make sure that you're performing at your absolute best. Again, if you want to take advantage of it, eraphael.com, link is in the description. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one, and I will catch you on the next one.